Contact Apollo today for all your heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. Apollo was rated number one again last year and has been delivering the best customer service in the Twin Cities for over 40 years. Visit callapollo.com and schedule your appointment today.
Secrets, how you've embarrassed yourself at work.
We have a ton of really good ones, so I'm just going to start. As a cashier, I said amen instead of thank you to a customer.
Oh, the cashier thing is priceless. God.
You should do that every day. I would be so happy if a cashier said amen to me.
I worked at Arby's forever ago.
And how many jobs have you had?
You have no idea.
You have no idea.
Okay.
More than countries you visited. Let's just say that, which is in the 30s. But when somebody pulled up, I was so excited. Their order came to $12. And I go, it's $12 on the nuts. Please pull around. And I went, oh, my God. Did I just say $12 on the nuts?
No, you didn't.
I did. In the drive-thru, I go, it's $12 on the nuts. Come around. And I went, if that was a secret shopper, I'm screwed.
Did they record that?
I don't know if they recorded it, but I laughed so hard. And the person came around and couldn't stop laughing. They're like, did you just say on the? I did. Anyway, back to secrets.
All right. I was at work for at least 2 hours before somebody pointed out that I had my shirt on inside out.
Oh,
I've done that before.
Yes, you have.
I've been in my underwear. This is a weird thing. I put my underwear on inside out all the time.
Or the white pants, black underwear thing. Ooh.
God, yeah. I was doing that. And he didn't even tell me. He walked behind me.
Yeah. Maybe he's not looking there. You should appreciate the fact that a coworker's not looking there.
No, he was looking. He just didn't want to say anything. He told me he didn't want me to know that funny. He was looking.
Back to what you said with does it matter with your underwear for the inside out?
No, it doesn't. Right. It's just then I'm like, dang it. And then it's like, I'm not going to change it.
Yeah, you don't want to flip it then.
I'm committed.
Yeah.
All right, this one's funny. I work in HR and was doing a job offer once. And during the middle of the offer, one of our interns came in and asked me to step out for a second. Apparently, my male boss had noticed that the seam on my pants, on the butt of my pants, had completely ripped. And I'd been walking around with my butt hanging out. I was only wearing a thong. He was too embarrassed to tell me, and he locked himself in his office. I still wonder how many people saw my butt.
Oh, probably.
Back to secrets.
Oh, gosh.
I'm just kidding. I used to work in the deli part of a gas station, and I saw this white button under the counter, and I didn't know what it meant, so I pushed it a couple of times.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
After a couple of minutes, the sheriff showed up. I didn't know it was a panic button. I just was never supposed to touch it, I guess.
Yeah. Unwritten rule of life. Don't push buttons. You don't know what they do.
Unwritten rule. If you have ADD people in your establishment, don't put buttons there that they don't know what they mean.
Touche.
Touche. This is weird because almost every single one of these, Crisco has done.
Oh,
hit
yeah.
a button he wasn't supposed to. Yep.
Shut down my entire dad's work. He said, do not push that red button over there. I said, sealed your own fate. Boom. Shut the entire building down. They were up like for 12 hours overnight. It was a mess.
I was working with a small child and their parent, and I squatted down to sit next to them, you know, to get close, and I ripped a giant hole in the seam of the pants again. This wasn't in the back, though. This was more in the front.
Right in the front.
Oh, my gosh. I was using talk to text in a work group chain, and I got cut off by someone, and the entire text I sent was yelling out loud that the driver cut me off. There were a lot of bad words. They were not workplace friendly. Yeah, lots of swears. Shouldn't have done that.
Oh, boy.
Oh, we have so many secrets. Let's save some for the podcast.
Yes, we have a ton of them.